we take a first look at the Cowboy opponent. So let's get down and get our first look at the Washington football team.
Well, let's start with the Cowboy glory days of the early 90s. We remember those, right? Even though the rest of the crew is significantly younger than I am, you remember the Cowboy glory days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, preceding the Cowboy glory days was the Washington football team's glory decade. From 82 to 91, Washington won three Super Bowls with three different starting quarterbacks and also made it to the Super Bowl one other time and lost. Gee whiz, that's pretty good. Three Super Bowls in 10 years.
Who was the third? Rippon, right?
Rippon.
Rippon is a Super Bowl quarterback. Okay, and Theismann, yeah.
Yep. And by the way, two of them, the first two, were MVPs of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But then we started, after that third Super Bowl, we started in the decline. And then little Danny Snyder bought the team, and then, oh boy. And you guys are familiar with the CBS song, One Shining Moment?
I'm always familiar with the remix, One Ailing Norman.
Yeah.
So you have to maybe refresh my memory on the One Shining Moment.
At the end of the NCAA tournament, they always play this wonderful song, One Shining Moment. They show highlights from the entire tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was looking at the Redskins and I looked at the last decade, I saw one shining moment. It was 2012. The Redskins were off to a 3-6 start. They were going nowhere, and they were the Redskins then, by the way. They were off to a 3-6 start. They were going nowhere. They had drafted Robert Griffin, and all of a sudden, they won 7 games in a row. Good heavens. We were doing a post-game show back then, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And two of those defeats were of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, they did get beaten in the playoffs that year, but boy, didn't things look bright for the Redskins, Donnie.
They did. They had their quarterback, and he was good. And it was his rookie year when he had to console Romo after the game because they had beaten the Cowboys to make it to the playoffs. It's just all weird. I want to ask Mike a question about the Washington franchise. Since they won their last Super Bowl, Mike,
yeah,
in 1991, mm-hmm, how many double-digit win seasons do we have for the Washington football team since their last Super Bowl win? They went 14-2 in 91. So since 1992.
You know, it's one of two answers, Mike.
I do.
Okay.
He shook his head when you said that, so I'm going to say two.
Three.
I'm going to say, three?
Three.
Really?
They've 1990, had that many?
1999, they won 10 games. 2005, they won 10 games. In the year you're talking about, 2012, they won 10 games. That's it since 1992.
They are on a cooler. Because when we were younger, man, they were one of the just things you could count on.
Premier franchises.
They were like the Steelers.
Yep.
Well, they had those big uglies up front called the Hogs, and they had the Redskin band that featured 19 people over 100 years old. But they were cool. They played in Griffith Stadium, and I swear to you, there was never a sunny day at Griffith Stadium. Never, ever. Did the Redskins ever play on a sunny day? But anyway, they seemed to fit that place. They were big and tough, and they haven't been big and tough
lately.
Yeah,
they had a cool. They had the Hogs up front, and didn't their receivers were the Smurfs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Smurfs, yeah. Who was the fun bunch?
Cool.
That was the
they
Broncos.
Were cool. Washington had a cool team. They did.
Yeah.
But now they've fallen on hard times. You know, Donnie, that one shining moment year with Griffin. Other than that, the 10 years surrounding that year, Washington's win totals are 4-6-5-3-4-9-8-7-7-3 and now this year one. They've run through some coaches, and they fired Jay Gruden and replaced him on the interim basis with Bill Callahan, and now they've brought in Ron Rivera, and they're 1-5, and they're 1 win over Philadelphia when their defensive line went absolutely wild.
Mm-hmm.
9 sacks. Problem is, in the 5 games since, all losses, that line has only 7 sacks total. In their 5 losses in a row, Arizona, Cleveland, Baltimore, and the Rams all beat them by 14 or more, and then they went for 2 last week trying to beat the Giants in the last minute and failed, and that was loss number 5 in a row for Ron Rivera's team. Now, Rivera's a pretty inspirational fellow. He's fighting cancer. He's coaching the Redskins. And one thing we must say, I'm sorry, he's coaching the football team. One thing we must say is they don't quit, Tony. They don't seem to have a lot of quit in them. But there's not much there to quit, quite honestly. Now, when the year started, what was the Washington backfield supposed to be? Dwayne Haskins.
Right.
And Darius Geis. Well, they benched Haskins after 4 games, and they cut Darius Geis when he was arrested for domestic violence in 3 separate instances. And he's just out on the street now. Now, I remember the draft, and there were some red flags about Geis. But anyway, there goes the Redskins' offense. Their number one wide receiver is Terry McLaurin, who's good.
He really is good.
Yeah. The number 2 and 3 receivers on the team are the 2 running backs. Think they dink and dunk a bit? They only average 3.5 yards per run. Hey, and like the Cowboys, I know Cowboy fans right now are feeling a bit sorry for themselves with injuries. Well, the Redskins have the guy that was going to replace Geis, Bryce Love. He's out for the year. So is linebacker Reuben Foster. Very good defensive tackle Matt Ioannidis. 3 wide receivers are on injured reserve. And another wide receiver, Isaiah Wright, is listed as doubtful this week. So right now, on their regular active roster, the Redskins have 3 wide receivers, Johnny. And one of them is listed as questionable.
Wow.
Jeez. The defense is coached by old friend Jack Del Rio, who's a good football coach. Now, his line lately has been underperforming. But there is a lot of talent in that defensive front. A lot of talent. And we know the Cowboys have problems in their offensive front. Some quick things you should know about the Redskins. They gamble a lot. They've gone for it on 4th down 10 times already this season.
You want to know why?
Because
they are
behind.
Terrible on 3rd down.
Yep.
Terrible. I think they're bottom 3 in the league in 3rd down conversions. At 34%. Yes. They rank 30th in the NFL in 3rd down conversions.
This is never a good football team. Offensively, they average 4.3 yards per play. That's just hideous. And while Kyle Allen is completing a much higher percentage of passes than Dwayne Haskins, his yards per attempt is the same. They have a dink-and-dunk offense. And they can't run the ball. They average only 3.5 yards a carry. Now, that's against the rest of the league. That's not against the Cowboys, mind you.
Right.
Okay. They've allowed 24 sacks. Ouch. So the average Redskin game, they get sacked 4 times?
Alex Smith was sacked 6 times in his 1 appearance.
Gee
last week.
Whiz. Now, to finish, though, I've got the ultimate movable force versus resistible object for you, Donnie. Here's what Washington has scored its last five games. 15, 20, 17, 10, and 19. Here's what Dallas has allowed its last five games. 39, 38, 49, 34, and 38. Donnie, something has to give Sunday when the Redskins have the ball.
That was the narrative when the Cowboys played the Giants. And we thought they had scored 9 points in their last two games. And you're thinking, okay, well, something has to give. And the Giants, not all offensively, put up 34 points. So if you're a gambling man and a betting man, you will bet that Washington will be able to put points on the board against Dallas because every other team has been doing that exact same thing. So why not Washington?
I don't disagree with you, but when I look at the Washington skill position players, one word pops up. Who? Who's going to put the points on the board? McLaurin, you are right. McLaurin is a good player, and Donnie, with a big-time quarterback, Terry McLaurin could be a star in this league.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. But they're so hurt at the wide receiver position, and they don't run the ball well. I'm at a loss to figure out how they move the ball, but you are very right. We were at a loss to figure out how the Giants would move it also.
And they did it.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.